Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Mills, Senator Costello. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Paige Holly Bakey.
Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you as a body today to ask for your wisdom as we seek to make wise decisions for this state. We ask that you might give guidance and that we might do what, keep your will in mind, that when we make decisions and do things in life, that we might consider you. And we thank you for your provision for us in many ways. We thank you for this great country that we live in. I'd like to pray for President Biden and for Governor Reynolds and others that are in authority, that you might just give them guidance and protect them. We pray for this day that we might honor you. We thank you for the salvation that we have through faith in Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the well. The secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on March 24, 2021, passed the following bills. House Bill 694, a bill for an act relating to the beginning to farmer tax credit program by modifying participation lease agreements and providing tax credits, including effective date provisions. House Bill 735, a bill for an act relating to emergency care policy and procedure requirements of applicable to an ambulatory surgical center. House Bill 736, a bill for an act relating to limitations on activities related to paid claims under the Medicaid program, including effective date provisions. House Bill 768, a bill for an act concerning licensing and sale by native distilleries, beer manufacturers, native breweries, and native wine manufacturers. House File 781, a bill for an act relating to the practice of interior design fighting penalties, including effective date provisions. House File 798, a bill for an act prohibiting the discharge of firearm from within or on a motor vehicle while in pursuit of game fighting penalties. House File 813, a bill for an act modifying establishing charter school program making appropriations. House File 818, a bill for an act granting restoration of voting rights to certain convicted persons, including effective date provisions. House File 838, a bill for an act granting various matters of the purview of the Insurance Division of the Department of Commerce providing fees making appropriations involving inconsistencies. House File 839, bill for an act granting a financial exploitation of designated eligible adults making appropriations. House Joint Resolution 11, a joint resolution appointing amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa relating to the qualification of electors.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you. Monday, March 29th, will be Iowa Flag Day. And on March 29th, 1921, the Iowa flag was officially adopted by the Iowa General Assembly. Knoxville is celebrating the 100th anniversary with special events because the flag was designed in Knoxville. It's important to Marion County and Knoxville because Dixie Cornell Gephardt created the winning design, which Governor Harding and the War Defense Council selected and named her the design winner in 1917. Governor Harding said, "Dixie Cornell Gephardt is the Betsy Ross of Iowa." After the Iowa DAR had eight of them made and distributed, the flag was sent to the Iowa regiments in France during World War I and at the Mexican border to protect the USA border at the Dixie Cornell Gephardt was raised, graduated from Knoxville High School in 1885, and died in Knoxville in Marion County. The anniversary committee of the Iowa flag includes Marla Suter, State Regent, Iowa Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution, Kay Jensen, PEO Representative, Rosalind Thompson, Director of the Knoxville Public Library, Angie Hartzell, who is the coordinator at the Capitol, and T. Waldman Williams, who is the overall coordinator. And this committee has produced for us a card that gives you some history, and you'll all be receiving an Iowa flag pin on your desk. I would encourage you also to join us Monday at 10 a.m. in the Rotunda when the governor signs the proclamation announcing Iowa State Flag Day and celebrating the 100th anniversary. Again, 10 o'clock Monday morning in the Rotunda for the celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Iowa flag. Thank you.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, do any senators seek the floor for points of personal privilege? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Monday, March 29th at 1 p.m.
You've all heard the motion of the senator from Wayne. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Monday, March 29th at 1 p.m.